My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are probably saying to yourself, has Father Bill gone bonkers? No, I'm not trying to be wee willy winky. Let's say this little candle symbolizes the light of Christ in me today. And this light is in each one of you. This last Thursday night, on the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, we blessed the candles which each one of us who attended received. And I said, I went down the aisle blessing the candles. I could see the radiance and the faith of all those holding the candles. It was shining through. If you have ever experienced the Holy Spirit, you can recognize that light in others. Jesus is saying to us today to make that light of our knowledge of Him burn bright so that all can see Him in each other. And believe it or not, we will be happier for it. Remember when we were kids? I don't know. Even I played with the little girls when I was young, too. We'd go off into the fields and they'd see dandelions that size, great big ones. And you know, if you took those dandelions on a sunny day and shone them under your chin, maybe they still do that. The reflection of the sun on the dandelion would brighten your whole face so that it shone like yellow gold. Remember that? That's sort of what we do. We reflect the light of Christ, and it makes us look golden to the Lord. There is a movement called the Christopher Movement of Catholic public speakers. And they have a motto which says, better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. You are never alone when you have the light of Christ represented in a candle. We have also heard today that we are the salt of the earth. But before we delve into this message of Jesus, let me say something personal on this day of mine. Father Tom has been gracious enough to let me say a few words for my birthday this weekend. I was mentioning to several people in the church that I am having my 75th birthday. And they were answering me with, 75? You're just a kid. Why, I am 87, or 93, or 78. So, sisters and brothers, if you're under 75 in this parish, you're just a spring chicken. Actually, I never dreamed I would reach 75 one day. So I just want to leave you with a couple of thoughts about this, which I think are important concerning your faith, which I have learned. Number one, always remember God comes first. Secondly, I know that many beautiful souls are praying for me and my brother priests all the time. You respect and care for your priests very much. Maybe what we do seems like it's easy. I say it is only easy because God and the Holy Spirit are inspired by your prayers and devotion to help us. So we have the ability to lead you in liturgy and even say a few words like I'm saying now. I know something is keeping me afloat in my faith. It has got to be your love and caring nature and prayers which God is answering. Thirdly, one of the means I use to keep happy most of the time is humor. I try to laugh at myself, and the Lord knows that others are laughing at us anyway. So keep on laughing, and you will benefit from this. And lastly, we are living in exciting times. I encourage you to earn your wings. Now, as Catholic Christians, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We must keep our fervor in spreading the good news of the gospel. Unfortunately, there are many forces trying to suppress our faith. Even our own culture would prefer that we hush up about it. Sadly, there is even a growing attitude among Christians that we should keep our faith to ourselves. Christ wants us to let our faith lights shine bright. Think of yourself as a light shining brightly. Think of yourself as carrying the light and love of Christ wherever you go. Take courage as you follow your leader and God. Take courage as you brighten the path for your church. Sometimes we forget that we are great lights for the world because we forget we have been summoned by God. You don't believe me? Then why are you here? I suggest that you are full of the Holy Spirit and don't realize it most of the time. Call it a habit if you want, because you come to church, but I think there's more to it than that. You are saltier than you think, because God lives in you. So brighten up. You are part of the great light leading mankind. I'd like you to listen to Archbishop Fulton Sheehan as he encourages us. If I were not a Catholic and were looking for the true church in the world today, I would look for the one church which did not get along with the world. In other words, I would look for the church which the world hated. My reason for doing this would be that if Christ is in any one of the churches of the world today, he must still be hated as he was when he was on earth in the flesh. If you would find Christ today, then find the church that does not get along with the world. Look for the church that is hated by the world as Christ was hated by the world. Look for the church that is accused of being behind the times, as our Lord was accused of being ignorant and never having learned. Look for the church which men sneer at as socially inferior, as they sneered at our Lord because he came from Nazareth. Look for the church which is accused of having a devil, as our Lord was accused of being possessed by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Look for the church which in seasons of bigotry men say must be destroyed in the name of God, as men crucified Christ and thought they had done a service to God. Look for the church which the world rejects because it claims it is infallible, as Pilate rejected Christ because he called himself the truth. Look for the church which is rejected by the world as our Lord was rejected by men. Look for the church which, amid the confusions of conflicting opinions, Its members love as they love Christ and respect its voice as the very voice of its founder. And the suspicion will grow that if the church is unpopular with the spirit of the world, then it is unworldly. And if it is unworldly, it is otherworldly. And since it is otherworldly, it is infinitely loved and infinitely hated, as was Christ himself. But only that which is divine can be infinitely hated and infinitely loved. Therefore, the church is divine. You are part of the church's divinity. Be salty and bright, all you beautiful souls, and love one another. God bless you.